Hello, everyone. My name is Erica, and thank you for tuning in to the She's Fearless podcast. I hope everybody is having a wonderful day. My day is going pretty well. I took time off last week, so there was not a podcast on last Wednesday. And so I just took last Wednesday off, and I said I'll come back the following week, which is this week, and give them a podcast. So I'm here back, and today I wanted to talk to you about giving God your best. And this week I was doing my devotion time, having my devotion time, and I went on the Bible app and I was doing a devotion from there, and it was talking about how it was talking about the story of the woman with the alabaster box and how she broke it and she poured it on Jesus to anoint him, and the fact that she gave her best to Jesus. And that got me thinking about us. And my question is, like, you know, are you giving God your best? Just like the story of the woman with the alabaster box, she gave Jesus her best. The fact that she had this expensive perfume, this box that has this expensive perfume in it, the fact that she broke that box just so she can anoint Jesus. Now, in the story, like, there's different stories, different versions of the story. There's the story is in the book of Matthew, and then there's another story in the book of Mark and in the book of John. So there's like three accounts of this of this story, and I guess it's their interpretation or their version of, you know, of this story. And so this woman, even though it says a woman came to him, when I read in Matthew's version, Matthew chapter 26, it says a woman came to him with a alabaster vial of very expensive perfume. Now this woman, I think it might be in either the book of Mark or I think it's the book of John, where it talks about, like, they identify this woman as being Mary. Mary, who is the sister of Martha, and the sister of Lazarus. And we all know about Lazarus. Lazarus was her brother, and Jesus was the one that raised Lazarus from the dead. So here is Mary. She comes, and Jesus has been invited into the home of Simon the leper. And Mary, this woman, she comes, and the story goes where Jesus is sitting at the table, reclining at the table, and Mary comes, this woman comes, and she anoints Jesus with this very expensive perfume. And in the story, it talks about how the disciples thought, they pretty much, in one story, it said that they got indignant. They got upset because they felt like she was wasting this very expensive perfume. They felt like she could have sold this perfume and got money for it. And they felt like she could have, you know, helped with the poor, which, in all actuality, I don't think that's what their main concern was helping the poor. But the fact that she took what was expensive, what was valuable to her, to pour it on Jesus, to anoint him. And at that time, she was preparing him. I don't know if she even knew the reason why she was doing what she was doing, but it was preparing him for his his burial. But the fact that she took what was very expensive, what was valuable to her, probably the best thing that she probably ever owned or possessed, she took that and she gave it to Jesus. She poured it over him and she anointed him. And I think in the chapter, in the book of John, it talks about how she wiped his feet with her hair. And the fact that the disciples got upset over that. But my point of saying that is the fact that she gave her best to Jesus. That in itself is remarkable, because how many times do we give our best to God? Do we give our best to God? Do we give the most valuable thing to God, or do we hold back? Now, she could have held back. She didn't have to. Like, she could have been like, nah, I'm not going to break this. But because in one version, it says that she broke the alabaster box. She broke it and she poured it onto Jesus. And she could have been selfish. She could have been like, nah, I think I'm going to keep this and I'm going to keep it for myself. And whenever I get into a financial bind, I'm going to use this and I'm going to sell it and use and take the money that I can and use it on myself or for a family or whatever. She could have done that, but she was selfless. Selfless. She had a heart of worship. Her heart was selfless. She was, it was almost an act of submission, of surrender. And, you know, I read in the Bible that this perfume was of great value. It was like a year's wages. It was a year wages. So imagine all the money that you, like, from the time from January all the way up until the last day of December, imagine how much money you make now. And imagine how much that would be to add up all the time, all the your paychecks from January to the end of December, and how much that would be. That was how much. I mean, that is a lot to have something that valuable that cost a year's wage. And she didn't think about herself. She didn't think about, I could use this for myself. I could, you know, sell this perfume and save the money for a rainy day. No, she gave what was valuable. She gave her best. She gave what was expensive to Jesus. And my question is, are you giving God your best? Are you giving God your best? And if not, then what is stopping you from giving God your best? Now you might say, okay, what is giving God your best consist of? I mean, that could be many different things. That could be, yeah, that can mean giving God, like, far as your finances, your tithing. How many times do we hold back our 10% because we got this to pay, we got this, or you know, we're saving it in case something happens, or this and that, when all God asks for is just 10% of your gross, of what you make? And sometimes that 10% for us is a difficult thing to do. It can mean your time, giving God your time, spending time with him. It can mean, like, you know, maybe you're blessed to have this wonderful talent, this God-given talent, or whatever this gift that God has given you. Maybe it's doing something with that. Maybe it's you know, maybe it is like giving money towards someone, helping someone, or no matter what it is, whatever it is, are you giving God your best? And if you don't know what giving God your best consists of, then I just advise you to ask God, to pray and ask God, like, God, what does giving you my best consist of? What does that look like to you? What does it mean to give God your best? That is something else that you need to ask. God, what is it? What does it mean for me to give you my best? You know, so many times we hold back from God the very thing that we need to give to him. We hold back. Either we give half of our best, or we give like a third of our best, or sometimes we don't give any of it. And we need to be just like the woman with the alabaster box. It wasn't about her. It wasn't about protecting herself and helping her own self. It was about giving God her best, breaking the alabaster box, taking what was valuable to her, what was expensive to her, what was something that meant something to her, and giving it and pouring it over the head and feet of Jesus. We so often give our best in other ways to other things, other people, to our jobs, to other situations. You know, we need to learn to give God our best, no matter what it may look like, whether you are dealing with something else, giving God your best. Like, that is where I want to be. Like, I have been guilty of not giving God my best. I've been guilty of holding back and giving half of it to God, or giving a little bit to God, or sometimes not giving, you know, like I said, not giving any to God. And I want to get, you know, I want to be transparent. And I'm telling you, I want to get to the point where I am giving God my best. I'm not holding back, you know. I'm not keeping half. I'm not whatever. And it doesn't, you know, doesn't have to be about money. It could be about various things. And that's where I want to be. I want to get to that point where I can give all to God without any hesitations, without even second guessing. You know, maybe I shouldn't do this, or I don't know if this is a good idea, or you know what, I am dealing with something, so maybe I should hold this back and keep it for a rainy day, or, you know, I don't know where I'm going to be in a month from now. This could be handy if I do this, or just use what we need to give to God for ourselves, to better ourselves, to progress ourselves in what we want to do, when it is not about us, it is about God. We so many times, like I said, we give our best to our jobs. We go over and above sometimes for our jobs, for other people. But when it comes to God, I feel like he sometimes a lot of times get the short end of the stick. And he is the one we should be giving our all to. He is the one that we should be giving our all to. So I urge you to give God your best. To ask God, what does it mean to give him our best? And ask God, like God, pray and ask God, say, God, I know, repent and say, God, I know I have not been giving you my best. I've been shortchanging you. I've been trying to take care of myself and keep things for myself because I feel like, you know, maybe it's because you feel like, man, all I can depend on is myself, or I need to take care of me first, or I need to do this, or I need to do that. And you make excuses as to why we don't give God our best. So we need to pray and ask us that, God, like, what is it? What is it? What am I doing that is keeping me from giving you my best? What is stopping me from giving you my best? It could be shame. It could be guilt. It could be your past. It could be what people say. It could be, you know, selfish reasons. Whatever it is, pray and ask God. Say, God, reveal to me what is it that's keeping me from giving you my best. Like, as if, you know, God is not gonna, it's not gonna allow you to struggle to the point where you can't make it. God is gonna be there for you. God is gonna provide for you. God is gonna take care of you. So that's not an issue. But we need to get to the point where we need to desire to give God our best, no matter what. So like I said, we need to pray and ask God, Lord, what is it? What is stopping me from giving you my best? I need you to reveal that to me. I need for you to speak to me and tell me, what is it? And when he does reveal it to you, ask God to remove it, to any blockage, anything that's hindering you, anything that's making you second guess or to hesitate or to have a selfish attitude or to think of yourself more than God. Tell God, says, please remove that, because I want to give my all to you. And you cannot give your all to God holding back what belongs to him. And so I pray that you will give your best to God, just like the woman with the alabaster box. Give it freely. Have the right attitude, because we can give God something and just have the wrong attitude. Like, okay, you know, and don't just give it just to be given it. Ask God to help you to have a willing heart, a heart that's willing to freely give to him your best. Don't do it with the attitude. Don't do it, you know, all funky, but have a willing heart, a willing attitude, and watch God do wonders in your life. Well, my time is up, and I hope and pray that you were blessed by this podcast. Don't forget to tune in to next week's podcast. And again, give God your best. Find out what is stopping you, what is coming in between you and God from giving him your best, and ask God to remove it so that you can move forward and be all that God has called you to be. Until next time, have a wonderful day, week, or whenever time you listen to this. And until next time, I'll see you next week. Peace.